We were getting ready for our guests from Urban Pathway Charter Schools, and I was making some adjustments to microphones and such, and I started the talk, and I realized I unplugged my own microphone, which is kind of like, you know, when you think about it, it's like going in to watch a movie, closing your eyes and asking why you can't see the movie and not realizing it's because your eyes are closed. Can you guys hear me okay? Are you able to hear me now? Excellent. We have some guests that are here today. What's your name?
My name is Misha.
Hang on, I'm going to get you there. Could you say that again, Misha?
My name is Misha.
There you are. You can hear yourself too. It's not too loud or anything.
No.
And what's your name?
Lamaya Cross.
Hi. So we have Misha and Lamaya and...
And I'm their teacher, Miss Williams.
Well, it's nice to meet all of you. Now, I want to be sure that you've got headphones on. Not too loud for any of you. Everything okay?
Yeah.
Excellent. And tell me a little bit. Well, first of all, Misha, how old are you?
I'm 7.
And what grade are you in?
First.
And how about you, Lamaya?
I'm 7 and I'm in first too.
And what do you guys like to do for fun?
I like to just play.
I like to do math.
Do you? I love math. What are you doing in math at school right now?
We're doing like minuses, like 19 minus 9. And that equals 9. So, like, we're learning things like that.
Well, that sounds very cool. I like doing those sorts. And you like to play. What do you like to play?
I just like to play board games a lot.
I love board games, too. And do you have any favorites?
And I also like to play my Apple, but my favorite board game is...
I always liked Monopoly.
Yeah, I really like Monopoly.
Monopoly's fun, and I liked Parcheesi is kind of fun, too, and Clue. I like Clue, but you may not like Clue. Now, if you just joined us, we've been talking, getting started talking with Misha and Lamaya. And we were talking about, you were telling me about board games that you like playing. And I'm curious, you guys got involved in something very serious. Now, you're both in second grade. See that? It's a tough morning for me. I was sick earlier this week, so I'm kind of recovering. Your teacher's here, and you did something really cool. Can one of you tell me about your project?
What our whole school did is we had a food drive, and you had to bring in cans for this whole week, and if it was on Monday, they didn't count.
Wow, so you had to bring a can of food every day of the week? Or you had a food drive?
Yeah.
Okay, and how many, you must have had a lot of people participating.
Oh, yes.
And so what did you do with all the cans that came in?
We donated them to the kids that don't have food.
Well, that's good. Why do you think kids, you know, why do you think there's kids that don't have food?
Because their moms are dead or poor, and that they don't really have a house. They just have a house on a rock.
Yeah. I mean, do you have anything to add, Lamaya? I mean, there's a lot of people who... and sometimes they just don't have food at certain times of the month. Maybe they get paid. Their mom or dad or somebody else in the family gets paid, and they have enough money for food almost until the next payday, but not quite enough. So they have to wait until they're paid again. Can you tell me the kinds of things you were seeking?
We were looking for any kinds of cans, longest they're not open, and we were also looking for cereal that are not open.
Those are great things to look for, both of those. And it's I'm curious, as you collected the food in the school, it must have taken up a lot of room. Where did you put it all?
We just shoved it all by the teacher's desk.
Where did we put it after? My desk.
We took it downstairs by the cafeteria, and we left it down there so the people could come get it for the kids that don't have food.
Was there a little bit of food or a lot of food?
A lot.
I'll bet. If you stacked up all the cans or piled them all up, was the pile bigger than you are tall? It must have been.
Well, it was big, but we didn't stack it up on each other. We had these boxes, and we just put them in boxes, or else we would left them in a bag and just shoved them still.
We put some of them on the floor, and we put some on the table.
Were they heavy to carry downstairs?
Yes.
How bad.
I was like this.
So how did you publicize it and get people to participate? Because it's not easy to get people to do stuff.
What were you going to win, the class that brought in the most food?
We were going to win a pizza party, and that we didn't win.
But we came in what place?
Second
place.
And how, do you remember how many cans our class had?
Our class had 100.
More than that.
More than 200.
We had 300. We had 320 cans.
320
from
cans.
Just first grade.
And you can do math with your cans too. Did you know what the biggest item you got was? What you got the most of?
I think
the most that we got of was probably at least green beans.
A lot of green beans.
A lot of green beans. I would think you'd get a lot of soup too.
Yeah, we got a lot of soup. And tuna.
Oh, that's good. And peanut butter, maybe. Mm-hmm. And lots of canned good cereal. It's a good thing.
We had one box of cereal.
Well, that's what a great thing to do. Do you think you would ever do something like this again?
I really would do something like that again, because I think it's really nice to give people who really don't have food for the first time.
It makes you feel good, doesn't it?
I would do it again because it's nice to give people that don't have food because they can be hungry every single day.
That's a great way to express it, Lamaya. So I want to know more about you two. Have you thought about what you want to do for a living, either of you, when you get older, what you want to do, if you want to have a job? Or
I really want to babysit, or else if I can't babysit, then I want to be a manager.
Some would say it's the same thing. I know some managers who think they're babysitters and some babysitters who think they're managers. I want to hear, tell me first about babysitting, Misha.
I've been babysitted a lot, and so I think it's really cool.
So you know, based on what your sitters have done, they've inspired you to...
Yeah, I know how they get children to fall asleep because they didn't see me a lot of times.
How did they get you to fall asleep?
They just rock me and down fall asleep. Then I fell asleep.
So you know all the tricks. That might make a good book, you know, things I've learned from my babysitter. Now, being a manager, do you know a manager of people?
No.
I mean, that can be fun.
I heard of some people, but I don't know how to manage.
Well, you could learn how to do it.
Yeah.
So, what about you, Lamaya?
I want to be a basketball player, and then I want to be a doctor.
In that order, do you think? First basketball, then being a doctor. Do you play basketball now?
My dad, he tried to call these people so he could be a coach and so I could play on his team.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? And if you're a doctor, would you specialize in a certain type of medicine?
I would like to be a doctor because I can help people and I can, like, if people get hurt, then I can help them.
Well, you know, people that help other people are my favorite kind of people. I like everybody, but I mean, those are really good things to do. Now, Ms. Williams, how long have you been teaching?
This is my third year teaching, and I've been at Urban Pathways the whole time.
Oh, that's terrific. Where did you go to college?
I graduated from Chatham University right in Squirrel Hill.
Excellent. And I know we had a little bit of a reunion with Gio Garcia. Did you graduate from Neighborhood Academy?
No, I was there for a year, and we were there together at the same time.
It's a great school, mm-hmm. Neighborhood Academy, and they've expanded not too long ago. And would you have any advice for you're relatively fresh from college, from Chatham. Any advice for people?
Graduating?
Well, I guess graduating. There's a lot of seniors that are about to. I should be really narrowed down my request for advice. There's a lot of seniors that are getting ready to enter college or to just enter the life after high school. And looking back, I mean.
Well, it's funny. My little brother is graduating from high school this year. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
But I would just like to say to all of them, it's just about finding what it is that makes you happy. The job mm-hmm. where you wake up every morning and it's a get to, not a have to. So that's just what I hope for my first graders here and all kids who are about to embark on the next stage of their life. Just find something you love to do.
That's a really good thing. If you find something you really, really like, it'll be like you're never working ever. So, do either of you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
I know my sister's not listening, but I want to say hi to anyone who's listening.
I want to say hi to maybe if my aunt's listening, then I will listen. I will say hi to her, and if this channel's going to be on again, then hopefully my grandmother will be able to listen to it.
Everybody's listening. That's the secret. Everybody everywhere is listening. It's really fun. I wish you guys could stay all morning. You guys would be a good... If you hosted a radio program, what do you think you would do? Come a little closer so I can hear you. What would you do if you hosted it?
What I would do is I would just gather all these people together and then just... I would have assisted because... I'm not going to do stuff when I get older, mostly. And if I can do it, then I will get all these people and just do two at a time and then just talk for a minute, then get off and talk for a minute because I won't have like 100 people to do. So.
Oh, you are going to be a manager, Misha. You're definitely the manager in training. You're going to have... you're going to be at the top of some
and
corporation.
I also want to do basketball, too.
Oh.
Basketball's my favorite. Like, that's my favorite sport.
So, Lamai, if you had a radio show, do you know what you'd do with it?
I would have all my people that work for me, and we'll all have a meeting of what we're going to do for the next day.
I like it. That's kind of what we do here. You know, you get everybody to contribute and decide together. You guys are really wonderful, you girls. I hope that you'll come visit us again sometime.
Yeah, and I'm hoping I can stay later.
Me too. Free discount.
Free discount.
Yeah, and just do everything upstairs.
You guys, you have it all down. I wonder, we may have... we may have a pass that we can give. Yeah, why, indeed we do. So you can use this. I think you're a family. let me make sure it hasn't expired. Aha, I was going to give you one that did expire. So one for each of you to enjoy. And I have a Saturday Light Brigade pencil, too. I think you deserve it. You've earned that for all the work, all the great things that you've done. And I really congratulate you. And Ms. Williams, you are clearly a great teacher. It's not easy at the beginning, I know.
I have a really good class this year.
Yeah.
When we do a lot of good choices, my teacher, she lets us do a lot of fun things.
Yeah, like at lunch, if we be on our best behavior, we'll get as much justice food as we can. And if we're not, we won't get any, or else we'll get like 2 or 3. Or else if we're really, really bad, we'll have to walk up all to the fourth floor, all the way to the first floor.
There's a whole system here. It's that's a good system, it sounds like. Thanks to each of you. I'm really proud of you for helping people. It's one of the best things you can do in life. And Ms. Williams, thank you for being here with us too. And good luck. Keep in touch with us, okay? Take care. Okay.